We were not meant to live with dehydrated hearts. Max Licato invites you to come and learn how to quench your soul in this W audio presentation of his book, Come Thirsty. This is Mike Flynn. The Dehydrated Heart. You're acquainted with physical thirst. Your body, according to some estimates, is 80% fluid. That means all of us haul around a lot of water. Apart from brains, bones, and a few organs, we're walking water balloons. And we need to be. Stop drinking and see what happens. Coherent thoughts vanish, skin grows clammy, vital organs wrinkle. Your eyes need fluid to cry, your mouth needs moisture to swallow, your glands need sweat to keep your body cool. Your cells need blood to carry them. Your joints need fluid to lubricate them. Your body needs water the same way a tire needs air. In fact, your maker wired you with thirst, a low fluid indicator. Let your fluid level grow low and watch the signals flare. Dry mouth, thick tongue, achy head, weak knees. Deprive your body of necessary fluid and your body will tell you. Deprive your soul of spiritual water and your soul will tell you. Dehydrated hearts send desperate messages. Snarling tempers, waves of worry, growling mastodons of guilt and fear. You think God wants you to live with these? Hopelessness, sleeplessness, loneliness, resentment, irritability, insecurity. These are warnings, symptoms of a dryness deep within. Perhaps you've never seen them as such. You've thought they, like speed bumps, are a necessary part of the journey. Anxiety, you assume, runs in your genes like eye color. Some people have bad ankles, others high cholesterol or receding hairlines, and you? Well, you fret. And moodiness? Everybody has gloomy days, sad Saturdays. Aren't such emotions inevitable? Well, absolutely. But unquenchable? No way. View the pains of your heart not as struggles to endure, but as an inner thirst to slake, proof that something within you is starting to shrivel. Treat your soul as you treat your thirst. Take a gulp. Imbibe moisture. Flood your heart with a good swallow of water. Well, where do you find water for the soul? Jesus gave an answer one October day in Jerusalem. People had packed the streets for the annual reenactment of the rock-giving water miracle of Moses. In honor of their nomadic ancestors, they slept in tents. In tribute to the desert stream, they poured out water. Each morning, a priest filled a golden pitcher with water from the Gihon spring and carried it down a people-lined path to the temple. Announced by trumpets, the
sample complete. Ready to continue?